Joint Finance Co-Chair Republican Senator Alberta Darling called it quits on budget writing because of what she calls the governor's 11th hour attempt to destroy his own budget.
Governor Doyle has blown up his own budget. Our Constitution, as you know, requires the governor to present a balanced budget. Wisconsin awaits his answer.
Governor Doyle says Republicans are turning something good bad.
We are in much better shape today than we were yesterday, and how they can make this be bad news, as I say, the only way it would make any sense is if they intended to spend that money twice, and I'm not going to let that happen.
Joint Finance shut down its work after receiving a letter from the Doyle administration concerning federal Medicaid dollars. The letter alerted the committee that a decision from Washington on $434 million federal dollars the governor counted on in his budget to cover medical assistance, senior care, and badger care would not come during Wisconsin's budget timeline. But the letter also announced the feds are almost certain to give Wisconsin $350 million as part of the national tax legislation. Joint Finance stopped work until Secretary of Administration Mark Murata could get to Madison from Milwaukee.
Why all the frowns here? I mean, this is great news for Wisconsin. We don't have a big problem. We have good news here. We've got $350 million of money for the state of Wisconsin that our congressional delegation worked very, very hard to get in a bipartisan fashion.
Murata says the administration also expects to get more money from Washington in increased aid. But Republican co-chairs say the money is not in the bank. Representative Dean Crawford.
To do it on a hope and a prayer of this new federal money that's going through Congress right now is not the right answer.
Governor Doyle.
I think they're faced with a real predicament, I guess, given their logic, because now it's becoming pretty clear this money is coming our way.
Senate Minority Leader John Erpenbach says this is the majority's way of delaying work because their leaders cannot agree.
If the majority leader and the speaker need time to work out their differences, that's fine. We'd love to give them all, you know, not all the time they need, but a respectable amount of time. But to shut it down because they can't agree on something and then to blame the governor for it is irresponsible.
Joint Finance had expected to finish its work this week. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.